Sadhya Sihi with the Buddha Centre Online, and I'm here today in the Cambridge Buddha Centre with two people who are involved in the Suvanna Housing Project. I'm just going to ask them now to introduce themselves.
So I'm Tejas Vinny, and yeah, I seeded the project about 15 or 16 months ago.
Hi, and I'm Jeremy Peters. I'm a GFR Mitra in Cambridge. Got involved in the movement about 7 years ago, and I've been involved in Suvanna since Tejas Vinny mentioned it to me about a year or so ago.
Tejas Vinny, maybe you could just say a bit about what does the Suvanna Housing Project involve?
So we're a co-housing project. The idea is that we are probably going to build from scratch, though with co-housing projects you can take over buildings if they're suitable ones, but I think we've decided it's more likely we'll build from scratch a number of units so that people who are Buddhists around the Cambridge Centre or who share our values, we can all live together in one area together. So we'll probably won't be a street. It's probably more likely to be a square or something like that. We'll have our own houses, so our own front doors, but we'll share a lot of facilities and a lot of, we'll have a shrine room, we'll have a kitchen and dining room where we eat together and other sort of facilities. So it's community, but with our own front door.
We'll come back to where the project is at in a short while. But firstly, I just want to ask you, Jeremy, why did you get involved in this project?
I saw it as an opportunity to take my Buddhist practice further, actually, by spending time actually living out my values amongst other people where I live is very appealing to me. I think we have the potential to create something together, which is really aligned with how we're trying to live.
Where you're currently living, though, at the moment, do you own your own home or are you renting? And is it going to be a big thing for you to move to something new?
Well, people involved in the project are in all sorts of different circumstances. Personally, I own my own house. I share it with another Buddhist, and we have other Buddhists to stay. We kind of enjoy that. The idea is that we would sell our home to invest into this project. So this is where we would the direction we would go. It feels right, I think, because we're creating something with friends and we're creating something that feels really natural to the way we want to live. We've done our best in our own home, and we can continue that in a home that's like next door to our friends and other people who are living in a similar way.
Yes, I just wanted to say it's not just for people who've got houses to sell. So we want to have a range of different possibilities there so that there will be property for people to rent as well as shared ownership and affordable housing and, you know, people who can have their own homes as well.
Well, that kind of brings me on to the next point, which is something I'm personally very interested in because certainly speaking from someone who lives in Ireland, and I understand it's similar in the UK, there's a housing crisis. It makes it very hard for people to find places to live, places to rent even at times. So I guess I'm particularly interested to hear how you see this project answering that problem.
Yes, well, I'm very aware of that. It makes so much difference in your life if you have somewhere secure to live. We just don't have that in our society at the moment. The government knows that too, and private developers can't produce as many houses as we need. So the government has particular funds that it finances. So there's a community housing fund. It's not ideally financed because they run for short periods and then have a closing date. But there's a very good one at the moment where the closing date is December. So we're applying for grants from that. And that can cover a lot of the pre-planning permission costs, so the cost of the development up to the point where you get planning permission on a site, and some of the cost of the land and the building for the affordable element of that development. So there is quite generous support from the government for us to do that at the moment, because they recognise that affordable housing will only be really built when it's part of a bigger project where there's houses to be sold as well. We haven't decided on our delivery route yet. So we have the option of partnering with a housing association, and then they would put up the funds for building it, but then they would also manage it and take the rent for a long time. So we wouldn't have quite as much control, though we would want to be able to control the allocations policy, you know, and who lived there. Or we could partner with a developer who acts a bit like that, but puts up the funds and then sells the houses to us. And we have to then create a structure, you know, maybe a charity or some other sort of structure to manage the affordable elements of the development, or maybe we self-build. So those are the sort of options, and that's something we've got to look at.
Jeremy, maybe you could say something about the environmentally friendly aspect of the Savannah housing project.
Yeah, sure. I think there's potential to not have any negative impact on the earth by building something, creating something together, where sustainable features around energy use and water use and travel and waste and pollution are built in from the outset rather than bolted on or try and do our best with it. Mm. We can actually build it into the planning and the design amongst people who actually that's what we're trying to do anyway in our lives, is to reduce the suffering of others. So it fits really well. It fits so closely with my values to do anything I can to reduce suffering of others, including through climate breakdown.
So what sort of things are you thinking of that you'd like to have that are features?
I'm not an expert. Thankfully, we do have some expertise in the group as well, but there are design principles and passive house principles that if we go into partnership with a developer to build to the standards that result in low or hopefully zero carbon emissions, and with grey water reuse, waste minimisation, and all of the insulation, and as you can tell, I'm not an expert, but through energy, water, waste, pollution, travel, all of those can be built in through the design from the outset. And there's, of course, other ways of that by living together, it's more sustainable to not overuse that word. For example, shared resources. So why does everyone need to have, say, a drill or a washing machine, or, eat separately if they want to eat together with others? When actually you can provide for within the community, we can be connected with each other, which has an impact on how we choose to live our lives, which may be more sustainable because we don't go outside for pleasures. We may find it within the community.
So are you thinking of having a communal space where everyone can come together?
Yes, what's known in co-housing circles as a common house. One of the key features of what we're doing with Savannah is it's very inclusive, consensual decision making. So we've had some workshops already where people who've joined the project have said what they want. And so that's a kitchen, dining, loungy type space, guest bedrooms, laundry,
Shrine room.
Yeah.
Workshops, maybe.
Art studio.
Gardens,
allotments, growing. So all sorts of things, bike storage. So when I sell my house, then I can have a smaller house because we've got these shared facilities. Mm-hmm. And that's the case for many people, I think. And everyone can benefit from that, and we can create it together.
It's quite exciting, isn't it? But it does take a bit of a mental shift because we're all conditioned to think we have to have our own space for everything. Is there anything like this already in terms of the environmentally friendly aspect, but there's a community co-housing aspect? Is there anything that has that already that you're aware of?
Interestingly enough, a co-housing project opened in December in Cambridge, in North Cambridge, and Shubhanaga was the architect for that, and he's involved in our group as well, so very keen to bring some of that experience to bear on our project. Their development is a bit bigger than we will be. They've got 40-something houses and flats, and we'll probably be around 25 to 30, something like that, because we want it to feel like a community. We are appealing to people who are Buddhist already, but we're also open to people who share our values, who don't identify as Buddhist. And I think it could be just a really attractive way of people seeing Sangha in action.
Does one have to have a lot of money in order to get involved? Do you have to have a certain amount to qualify to be involved?
So we've got some people who are involved who definitely haven't got the money to buy their own house, who'd be interested in renting. We might well have some communities as part of the project, so people sharing a house together. And we also want to build in this idea of having Buddhist almshouses. So these are particularly for people who've worked in the movement all their lives and perhaps at retirement haven't got their own property because they haven't built up the resources. We'd like to build some of these in our project so they would be affordable for people on housing benefit to come and live as part of the project. And I think that would really enrich the project and enrich our community and offer something back to people who've given so much to the movement. And if this could work as a prototype for other co-housing groups around the country, we have had inquiries from a couple of other cities of people interested in co-housing projects, if they could start, and each project has a number of these flats or houses, you know, that could really go a long way to providing a need that isn't provided for at the moment.
So how in a group of, well, you were saying 25 possible housing units and maybe 25 people, how do decisions come about?
We'd like to foster a really sense of connection and togetherness and community once we're building and living in this development. Actually, it's happening already. So the way we've been meeting so far, getting together for workshopping and we toured a co-housing site and met up in other ways. The atmosphere has been fantastically sort of aligned to what we're trying to achieve already. So we're playing on that in terms of making progress as fast as we can, making decisions together. There's a board, but it's only so that we can make it work, really. So that we can make decisions about that we have so far, such as setting ourselves up legally, how we need to get the grant money, that kind of thing. But it's been a very enjoyable process and we haven't even got a site yet. So, and we've got some media attention locally. We've got very, very public support from our MP. City Council have been amazing in their support, Cambridge City Council and South Cambridgeshire. And the people in the group, in the board and beyond, they're amazing, actually. So much skill, so much determination, love for the idea that I can't see it stopping. But obviously the difficulty is finding a site that works for us, that we can get planning permission on for the right level of affordable and market housing. So
that's the tricky part, not the decision making.
Going well so far. Yeah, we're using a consensus decision making model that we've had some training in, haven't we? And so far it's been good. We're not going to argue in the podcast about it.
You're exemplifying harmony there.
But it's going well, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing with consensus decision making for me that came out of the training that we did is making sure that all voices are heard. So I think that really highlighted it in my mind. It's not just a matter of getting everybody to give it the nod. It's more like, what is everybody saying about it and talking things through?
So I want to return to something you said, Jeremy, of you want to live in a way that represents your values, because, well, in Triratna we have this tradition of community living. And I was just wondering how this kind of project fits in with that model. Is it the same principles, just in a different context, or is it something completely new, or just a new twist on an old idea?
I would say that it's a new twist. Mm-hmm. So it's actually applying Ante's model of community living in a larger scale, but also realistic in terms of many people wanting their own front door, as it were, but to share and to connect with others who choose to live in a similar way.
Yes, I'd go along with that. Just a slightly, you know, slightly different model of community living.
Do you envisage families living in this way, like families with kids being involved in this?
Hope so. Yeah. Hope so.
There are two couples already and who are members or co-creators, I think we're going to be calling them, who are planning for children. And so this is part of their plan. And I think having a full range of people in the community that I live in is ideal, really, because it keeps it alive and one can support each other in all sorts of ways. So there'll be quite a wide range of people, I think. I hope.
It is a new way of living, but in a way it's a bit like an old-fashioned hamlet or village, you know, but hopefully with more shared values and
also getting the balance right. We're facing outward as well as inwards. Yeah. So although we want, you know, people to sign up to living by Buddhist values, to live in Suvarna, also it's in the world and we're facing out. So we're not going to be creating a gated community, you're not allowed in, not closing ourselves off. It's kind of facing out as well as being together in a, I think that will create strength and an enjoyable way to live.
So where are things at now with the project? You're still looking for land.
We're looking for land. We're currently making a pre-application for a potential site on the fringe of Cambridge that may or may not turn into reality, that we've talked about a lot, but we're on the hunt for land in or very close to Cambridge. Cambridge is one of the most expensive places to live in the UK, the second most expensive place to live. And we want to create an affordable housing community. So
it's quite daring.
It's daring, but it's radical. It's what we do, isn't it? We are quite radical in how we choose to live. So if we do it well, if we do it right, then we'll find somewhere. I'm very hopeful that we'll find somewhere that's on public transport, cycle, infrastructure, so to reduce the use of need for cars, that's affordable, that people want to live in, that's in close enough proximity to Cambridge Buddhist Centre?
At the moment, we're nearly incorporated as a company, which should go through later this week. So we'll be set up as a company and then have more credibility to put in bids for land and so on. And we're also applying for the next stage of the grant.
One of the main things we want to do now is not just find land and partners, but also partner organisations to work with, but also more people to join us. I mean, it's 20 to 25 members, I think, right now we have, household members. But I think we need more. We'd like to invite more to get involved. So that's been happening. We've seen new people coming along in the last few weeks, joining, coming along to things.
And they're all from your Sangha, or are they from further afield?
Bit of both. So most of them are from the Cambridge area, and because of word of mouth, because, you know, we do know people in other places, obviously, and so some people from London and a bit further afield too.
Very best of luck with the whole project.
I want to say the obvious thing, which is if you want to find out more, go to www.suvana, which is SUVANA.org, or many people in Triratna use Instagram, I notice, and we are active on Instagram, so find us at SuvanaCam. So you can find out more, you can join as a member, you can get in touch with us, you can just see some nice pictures.
Thanks very much, Jeremy and Tejasvini.
Great, thank you. Thank you.